Welcome to episode 97 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we finish Language Week by looking at the best known author who ever lived, and how he is so often misquoted these days. So we all know that Shakespeare contributed volumes of words and phrases to the English language. Language is fluid though, and meanings change over time. It's been a couple years since Shakespeare actually wrote anything, and since then some of the meanings of some of his phrases have changed. Our modern spin on these idioms is often completely wrong, at least in context. Here's an example. This one is from the play Hamlet. Now, quick on an interesting side note, Hamlet is a very well-studied play. As many as 400 different articles on the play were submitted to the Shakespeare Quarterly, an academic journal on the Bard. And that's 400 articles just to one journal. Anyway, here's the misquote that people use today.
Methinks the lady doth protest too much.
The real quote, found in Hamlet, Act 3, Scene 2, is delivered by Gertrude, Hamlet's mother, to Hamlet himself. And it goes like this.
The lady doth protest too much, methinks.
It doesn't sound that different, to be honest. But what's different is the meaning. Back in Elizabethan England, the word protest had a different meaning, referring to making a promise or a vow. Today, we use this phrase to mean that someone is essentially digging themselves into a hole conversation-wise. But in the context of the play, it means more that one character is just making too many promises. Thanks for tuning in to episode 97 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. And that does it for Language Week. Tomorrow we're kicking off Wonder Month, an entire month of looking at different wonders of the world. We'll be starting tomorrow by looking at one of the wonders of the ancient world, the Great Pyramid of Giza.